Welcome to the NLC Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I wanted to highlight something that I put on the site in the past week or so. It is the running back matrix, so the human hand grenade matrix, which is basically just tracking the 2020 starters for teams, the projected 2021 starters, right? So the guys that started in 2020, the guys that are projected in 2021, any 2021 human hand grenade, and what I call the human hand grenade index, which is basically the priority level, right? High priority, low priority, medium priority, just ranking which ones we want to be prioritizing, really thinking hard about, spending time and energy thinking about, and, you know, which ones we can, you know, not focus on quite as much. So that's really it. And then I have some notes on the depth charts. So just do a quick rundown, and I have it organized by draft order. You'll see the records are next to the teams on the site. So that's basically how I'm using this. So that way we can think about, you know, some of the ordering and stuff. Maybe we'll overlay picks and whatnot as in a 2.0 version of this. But so just run down quick here. Jacksonville, I expect James Robinson to be the starter. I think the human hand grenade, we don't know yet. Probably Ozigbo or Armstead. We'll have to monitor sort of what their status is. They might be ripe for, you know, some day three competition, something like that at the position. Just caution folks on that one. New coaching staff, things can change quickly with guys with low pedigree. So just be careful on that. Even though James Robinson had a good start, those are historically dangerous profiles. So he should have baked in some goodwill there, but that would just be my just cautionary note on James Robinson. So I think it's a low index number there for Jacksonville in terms of the backup. The Jets, Frank Gore was the primary starter. It's to be determined both on the primary starter and the human hand grenade. I think it's maybe a medium one. I think you could see some of this Kyle Shanahan offense move over there and be a little bit more valuable. So we'll see there. I think there's some potential upside with them maybe drafting a quarterback or trading for one. So they're on the medium spectrum. I would suspect that, you know, LaMichael Perine maybe at best is a one injury away guy. But that's, again, not – I don't think he's particularly high level. So, all right, Houston Texans. I think both Johnsons could be cap casualties, especially if they're going to trade Deshaun Watson. One thing I did note was David Johnson was actually pretty good in terms of rushing yards over expectation. So that is a stat that, hey, people are going to say, oh, he's kind of washed up. He was actually better. He significantly rebounded over the past couple of years. So that's just a thing of note. Again, if he's a cut candidate, maybe he goes someplace to a contender. You know, what would Tampa, for example, if Leonard Fournette were to walk in free agency, that would be an interesting landing spot and sort of fit timeline-wise with them. So that would be an interesting one to potentially watch for. Buddy Howell might be like a deep watch there. I have him on a 40-man roster. I really fought to keep him just because there's a non-zero chance that he's relevant day one of the 2021 season. Atlanta, Gurley's a free agent. Hill's been better than appreciated. I think he's a restricted free agent. We'll see if he's back there. He was actually pretty good. So again, we'll see new coaching staff. I dream of this as a landing spot for, Leonard Fournette. So I don't know if that works cap wise, but I dream of that. Again, that's a medium one. I like Arthur Smith, so I'm a big fan of their new coach. So looking forward to that one. Cincinnati, Mixon should be back. Giovanni Bernard, I think, is probably back. Maybe it's at a reduced cap number. He could be cut, and if they want to save money, that I don't think they really need to do that. But Trayvon Williams is definitely a guy that's really high on the third. Yeah, if we were to something outside of a human hand grenade, the third level. He would be a priority one to stash, you know, a deeper 25, 28, 35 man, something like that. He's a priority stash. And again, if they address the position or if he's buried or whatnot, right, he could be a cut as we move along. But that's a really clarified one I think we should get some information on. Philadelphia Eagles, Miles Sanders and Boston Scott. I think they lock in there right now. The Cohen thing is interesting. I'm a little concerned about Boston Scott considering Cohen's popping up in trade rumors. again, there's no data behind this, but when you see running backs popping up in trade rumors, like, you have to have some level of concern about, hey, is he safe? And there's not a ton there to suggest he's safe. So that would be just a cautionary one. I have him there as a human hand grenade right now. I probably should take him off. I'm kind of talking myself into taking him off the list. Okay, so Detroit, Adrian Peterson was the starter. Again, that's, we could, depends how we define that. DeAndre Swift, I project to be the 2021 starter. The human hand grenade is a question mark. I think Kerryon Johnson's probably in a really good situation if AP leaves, right? So that's, I think, the analysis there. I think Kerryon's going to be a pretty high level one injury away guy as well. So I had him as a medium tier just because I'm not sure that offense has super high upside in terms of scoring and that sort of stuff. So again, I think if Kerryon Johnson's going to be one of the better ones, probably if he's locked in there in terms of combination of talent and situation. Carolina, Christian McCaffrey should be back. Mike Davis is a free agent, so that'll be a situation to watch. It's a medium priority. Denver, Melvin Gordon's back. Phillip Lindsay is a restricted free agent, so that's a medium priority. We'll see with him. I project him as back right now. Again, just the receiving level with him has been pretty low. And I think the offense leaves a little bit desired in terms of ceiling. And especially if he's not going to catch passes, right? I think that's a pretty low level. I think that's a medium level impact, right? He can play well enough to sort of sustain on the ground, but the high end upside isn't that high with Phillip Lindsay. So, it's just not that high with the offense in general. So that's a medium one. Dallas Cowboys, Zeke and Pollard, really high human hand grenade index. Pollard's one of the top five or six guys on the list. The Giants, Saquon Barkley should be back. Wayne Gallman's a free agent. I've said this in multiple different settings now, that Wayne Gallman has earned money and should get paid, not anything particularly high level, but something better than Peyton Barber got in terms of that, like, one-year, $2 million deal. Should certainly do better than that. So he's a free agent. We'll see what the human hand grenade situation is there. Maybe he comes back and fills the same role at a couple-year contract with a little bit more money. I think that'd be fine. I have a hard time seeing him landing a starting spot just in terms of it's very saturated at the position, but crazier things have happened. Okay, San Francisco 49ers. We'll see what the quarterback situation is, and we'll see what the running back situation is. Mostert and Jeff Wilson are both running back one, top 10 upside guys if they played in this offense for an entire season. So we'll see how that all boils out. Either one of them is a strong hold at this point because I don't think their prices are reflecting their upside. The Chargers, Austin Eckler and Joshua Kelly, basically – that's them. I'm pretty skeptical on Joshua Kelly at this point. I think the offense should be pretty good. So that's a medium index. Maybe he gets replaced and that person's a priority add. But I would be scoping out the running back three there because I think that they almost, based on what happened in 2021, Joshua Kelly wasn't very good. And so I think if there's a running back three there that's of interest, right, that should be very much on our radar. Because that could be someone that moves the league. Minnesota Vikings, I did see today that they hired Gary Kubiak's son, which is interesting. So hopefully same lineage there for Dalvin Cook. Alexander Mattison, high-end human hand grenade index. That's a big situation there. If they're going to keep the same offense and sort of run the same style, which sounds like they wanted to keep it in the family to do that. I expect that one to be a pretty stable situation. Damian Harris and Sony Michel, medium impact guys. I have them in both spots, projected starters and projected human hand grenades. Not sure what the answer is going to be. Don't know what the offense is going to look like. Michel is actually better on some stats than I expected going into it. In terms of some of his stat review, he did pretty well in terms of rushing yards after contact, which is pretty notable. And James White's a free agent, so is Rex Burkhead. Sony Michel going to be the thunder to some of the lightning for Harris in the passing game? That'd be really interesting. What's their quarterback situation look like? I don't know. How predictable is it going to be? Don't know that either. So that's why they fit on the medium spectrum. Arizona Cardinals, Kenyon Drake is a free agent. He was pretty bad last year. I was looking at some of the stats for him. Like, I was pretty surprised at how not good he was. You know, it was largely touchdowns. That was basically his entire value. So, cautionary note there. Chase Edmonds under contract, potential moment in time starter for them. Maybe that's not in the season, but if he's a de facto guy in the depth chart, that's an uptick in value for sure. And I would look for maybe them to add or draft someone, maybe an ETN. That would be a really interesting landing spot for a guy like him. Las Vegas, Jacobs locked in, human hand grenade. Devontae Booker's a free agent, so we'll see what happens with that spot. If he goes back there, that'd be really interesting for him. Not sure he necessarily earns a starting job someplace or any situation better than a one injury way guy in Vegas. If they want to have him back, that seems like a good match. Miami, and that's a medium index. By the way, high index on Arizona. I don't think I mentioned that. Miami Dolphins, Myles Gaskin should absolutely get a shot at being the starting running back in 2021. His metrics were outstanding. And we'll see, right? Low pedigree, it's tough. I have this as a low index just because I have some concerns about the offense generally, and I'm not sure it's going to be a particularly clear situation either. So we'll watch for that. Even if Myles Gaskin slots in to be a one-injury away guy, I think he still has some value. And if his price drops, like, it would be pretty interesting to buy that. Antonio Gibson with the Washington football team. He is up there really high in my tiers. His current backup, I guess, is J.D. McKissic. He doesn't really fit in the traditional human hand grenade mold, so that's maybe more of a watch as well. Any true sort of running back backup, I think, is certainly a monitor there. And we don't know. One thing, I'm open to the possibility that Gibson and the position change actually hurt some of his longevity and his stability, and he's not used to protecting himself and all those things. Like, I'm open to the idea that that is a thing. I don't have any true evidence to suggest that the sample size is really small, but I'm open to that idea that you know, some longevity concerns there. So I do think that's an interesting watch with the offense, the quality of the offense. I'm not sure it's going to be super high valuable, but I'm definitely, that's going to be one I think to watch in terms of how they treat him in his backup spot. David Montgomery locked in with Chicago Bears. There is a lot of change coming. They want to trade Tariq Cohen. That is one of the worst contracts in the NFL. David Montgomery, we're kind of hoping for the 85% snap share of David Montgomery. If they traded Tariq Cohen, that'd be great. I'm all for that. If they have Tariq Cohen, it looks more like a 55% snap share prior to him getting there. So that's an interesting one we'll have to watch for and certainly see what happens. That Tariq Cohen, kind of hoping that even if Tariq Cohen's back, he's like a 10% guy. The problem is they're paying him. It's like kind of, I don't know. It's an interesting situation for sure. It's a really bad contract. The Indianapolis Colts, Jonathan Taylor, Jordan Wilkins, and Nyheim Hines are the human hand grenade index. Again, this, it's tough because that's not necessarily a clear one injury away situation. So Nyheim Hines is kind of like a committee plus type guy where he's actually startable independent of Taylor. And Wilkins is more on the injury away track. So good line, quarterbacks a watch, and like I said, Hines is a committee plus. Tennessee Titans, we'll see what the change in the offense, if when Arthur Smith is moving. We'll have to study what that looks like. But the situation's a little unknown, right? Darrington Evans is there. Is he really project as a backup running back? I'm not sure. And so you had Foreman, you got McNichols, maybe one of them's back. They're both on a potential, they could potentially be gone. I think Foreman's a restricted free agent. So we'll have to watch and see what the situation is there. I think if there's clarity, I think it's a high level one. If there's kind of it's Foreman for, you know, 30%, McNichols for like 40%, and Evans for, you know, the residual, if Henry's out, then that's not particularly useful. So we want clarity there. Clarity's a really important one in Tennessee. Seattle's total unknown. Carson's a free agent. So is Carlos Hyde. DJ Dallas is sitting there with like, hey, pick me, you know, kind of like the, you know, everyone's heading out and you know, the party's breaking up, and he's just kind of the guy like sitting there like, I'm still here, like, I'll I'll hang out and jam. That's kind of where DJ Dallas is sitting right now. So be interested to see. He was decent efficiency on low volume. So we'll see there how that whole situation breaks out. I think they could be a potential Fournette landing spot, you know, something like that. They want like one of those bigger guys. That would be an interesting spot. Pittsburgh Steelers, James Conner is a free agent. Not really sure what's going to happen with Snell and McFarland. They're both the best in-house options. I don't think either one of them is a real like starter. Maybe Conner comes back on somewhat of a team-friendly deal. I could see that happening. Well, there are a lot of questions in terms of Ben and all that stuff. What their offense looks like, I think, could be a complete mystery. The Rams, Cam Akers should be the starter. Daryl Henderson's a premium one injury away guy. It's a high level index. Sean McVay's offense puts up points. They run touchdowns in. Yeah, smash that. Cleveland Browns, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, run it back. High level. Again, I'm wondering a little bit if Kareem Hunt had kind of a down season after some really good numbers, you know, prior to this. And hey, he got the shot and didn't really do a meaningful difference-making amount with Chubb out. So that's just one thing I'd just be a little cautious about. Let's see. The Baltimore Ravens, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards is a restricted free agent. Dobbins has taken over the starting job. I think Edwards is back, so that's why I plugged him in here. I don't think he's going anywhere. The New Orleans Saints, Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray. Latavius Murray's fading a little bit in efficiency, so just be cautious on that. No news whether or not he's going to retire or anything like that, but you know, maybe there's a potential that he's caught something like that. I don't know. I just saw the dip in production. It's just one I'd be a little cautious on at this point in terms of getting, you know, getting super aggressive with him. But I think he's going like 18th round of startup drafts. Like that's fine. Green Bay, just please let Aaron Jones go for like $16 million to the Jets. Like please let it happen. What I'm rooting for. AJ Dillon, the human hand grenade at this point, I have him there. Jamal Williams, also free agent. Dillon's lurking. We'll sort of see how that all goes down there. Buffalo Bills, that's a high value one in Green Bay, too. Buffalo Bills is a low priority one. Devin Singletary and Zach Moss. Offense just not well suited for running back scoring. Singletary, I think, is better than he's appreciated for in Dynasty, but. I have a heart, you know, if he was in a different offense, right? If he was actually like Green Bay, like that'd be really interesting. Cause he could be basically Aaron Jones, but, he's just not. So it's a totally different situation there. In Buffalo, just the way they're going to use the running backs isn't particularly suitable for fantasy production. So that's kind of where we're at. Kansas City Chiefs, you have Clyde Edwards-Helaire as the running back one. Daryl and Damian Williams projecting as the running back to the human hand grenade index. Not sure what's going to happen with Damian Williams. He's under contract after the opt-out. You know, we'll see. They might have liked what they saw to Daryl Williams. So I did. He was pretty good down the stretch. They saw him as reliable. So maybe they run it back with him. You know, he kind of sees like a 60-40 role with Clyde Edwards-Helaire where he's taking some of the receiving stuff. That actually has some value. So, and again, if Edwards-Helaire were to get hurt, I think their backup running back there has really high impact. So that would be the situation I'd watch for. All right, last but not least, your Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ronald Jones, I guess, was the starter for 2021 or for 2020. I don't know who it's going to be for 2021. Fournette's a free agent. We'll see if he comes back. Ronald Jones is still under contract. Keyshawn Vaughn's still under contract. If Fournette left and they didn't add anyone, I think Keyshawn Vaughn's probably the buy because he could absolutely be the wide he could be the receiving guy. But they've shown the proclivity to want to bring in some help there in terms of you know, some veteran guys. So that would be a situation that I'd be like a little skeptical in terms of making a big investment on Keyshawn Vaughn right now, because it's probably not going to be realized by the time the season comes around. All right, well, that'll do it. And this edition for the running back human hand grenade matrix. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we'll talk again very soon.